Greetings, I'm Christy Smith. Christy the Word Smith, coming to you from Montana State University in Bozeman. The words parrot, hog, and dog are all names of animals, of course, but they also double as verbs in American English. We can parrot somebody's words, hog the road, and dog someone's footsteps. The animals suggested by these verbs loan their characteristics to human behavior, as in to squirrel away and to snake through. But consider the term carp, which simultaneously is the name of a type of freshwater fish and a verb meaning to complain or find fault. It strains the imagination to link the fish to the behavior, which is as it should be because they are entirely separate words. Their identical spelling and pronunciation are coincidental. Variants of the noun carp is found in the Celtic, Germanic, Slavonic, and Romanic languages. In all these tongues, it's a direct, simple reference to the fish. The verb carp, however, has no piscatory associations, but takes us directly to the doorstep of the textile industry. Carp, in fact, is very closely related to carpet. How is that? Well, the progenitor of both these terms is the Latin verb carpere, meaning to pick or card or pluck into pieces. A carpet is etymologically a fabric formed of shreds of cloth pieced together. Likewise, when someone carps by complaining and criticizing, that person verbally shreds and picks at their victim.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.